The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and we are gearing up for Art Week Berkshires. Woohoo! We're happy Bev is operating the board once again. Thanks for being here, Bev.
You're welcome.
We have Elizabeth Nelson here from One Berkshire to help talk about Art Week Berkshires. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, we're so excited. Art Week Berkshires is a very, very collaborative event. It's a countywide event featuring the five Mass Cultural Council cultural districts in the Berkshires: Pittsfield, Lenox, North Adams, Williamstown, and Great Barrington. And One Berkshire, we're so grateful for because they host the website and do a lot of the marketing and promotion for the event. So we're very grateful.
Yeah, go to berkshires.org. You'll find Art Week Berkshires right there on the homepage, and you can learn all about the event and see a map where everything is happening. You can search by town or city. There's a very robust calendar of events, so berkshires.org is where to go.
Berkshires.org is definitely where to go. This is a 10-day event, May 16th through the 26th this year, and it features more than 200 events. This is the largest Art Week Berkshires ever in the 5 years that we've done it.
I didn't realize it was over 200.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Laura and I were counting them up the other day. Laura Brennan from Berkshire Regional Planning Commission and I are the co-chairs of Art Week Berkshires. We should mention that they are also a partner, Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, BRPC. So there are a lot of people involved. This is a very collaborative event. There are hundreds of events over the course of those 10 days, May 16th through the 26th, and the events go all over the county. They're countywide. But as Elizabeth just said, on that website, berkshires.org, Art Week Berkshires, you can say, you know what, I have a few hours on Saturday, and you can search by the date. Or, you know what, I'm going to be in North Adams on this date. You can search by the location. It's a very cool, over the years, it's gotten easier and easier.
Yeah, I think we've gotten, well, just as a committee in general, I think we've gotten really, really great at helping get these events out, helping people find cool things to do.
Yeah, and it's free to register for these events. So all of these artists and performance venues can post these events for free on this website. We just want to promote the heck out of them. So we sent a press release out. The events feature Beckett, Cheshire, Lee, Otis, Richmond, Stockbridge, Tearingham, and West Stockbridge. Performances, open studios, gallery shows, college and high school student art shows, dance, poetry, interactive printmaking, family-friendly activities, new locations that have just joined this year. Others have been a part of it for all 5 years. So lots and lots to choose from. And Elizabeth Nelson here from One Berkshire is awesome because she's also an artist. So she's helping organize the event with her hat from One Berkshire, but she's a participant in one of the events as well. Let's talk about that one.
Yeah, thanks. It's my second year doing Art Week as an artist, and it's great. You know, so I'm a writer as well as a visual artist, and the event that I'm hosting, it is on Wednesday the 21st at 7 p.m. It's going to be at Wander Berkshires in Pittsfield. And it's going to have five writers, myself included, reading some new work. And then I'm also going to have some of my visual art on display. Another one of the writers has some visual art that they will have on display. And I'll talk about that in a moment. I think it's the thing I love so much about Art Week is that it provides an opportunity for creative people who are often sort of working in these solitary moments to show their work, to like bring it to the public and share it. And so in this instance, you know, writing is a very solitary craft, and this is an opportunity for these five writers to share something that they've been working on and get that feedback from a live audience. And I know that they're really excited about it. And it felt really important to me to help provide that opportunity. And Art Week was just a great avenue.
Perfect.
And, you know, in Wander, beautiful, inclusive space in Pittsfield, wonderful coffee shop. They've just been so welcoming in inviting all of us in. And that visual art component, I've been making paper flowers out of Italian and German crepe paper and using found wood and putting the two together to create these really cool kind of organic looking sculptures. And so I'm going to have
beautiful.
Thanks. I'm going to have those on display during all of Art Week. So yeah. I'm excited about showing off some of those.
It's very cool. The first time I saw them, I did what you are not supposed to do in any art piece. I touched one of the flowers because I was like, is this real? And I touch it and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not supposed to be touching the art.
It's okay.
But it's just really beautiful and very delicate looking. But I don't know. It's cool to have those.
I was on Mass Appeal yesterday and I brought one of the pieces and the host thought that the wood was the art and that I had just stuck some flowers on it as decoration. And I was like, no, that's also part of the art. And he was like, really? And he had to touch it as well to like see
okay, that
it
makes
was paper.
Me feel better. It's so funny because they look really real. They're beautiful. So we're happy that you brought others together to make this event at Wander.
Yeah.
Which is great, too.
Yeah. Well, it just seems, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into hosting an event. And so, you know, why not let it benefit as many creatives as possible? It's what I did at the other Art Week event 2 years ago is bring together some visual artists so that we could all show our work together. I mean, it's just a great opportunity to be in community with other creative people. That's one of the things I love so much about the Berkshires is it's full of really creative and passionate yes. people doing all kinds of really amazing work.
Yes, agreed. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We have Elizabeth Nelson on talking all about Art Week Berkshires 2025. It goes from May 16th to the 26th. There are more than 200 events over the course of those 10 and 11 days. The Art Week Berkshires is the biggest ever this year. It involves towns and cities throughout the Berkshires, and the organizers are the Berkshire County Cultural Districts, of which there are five: Great Barrington, Lenox, North Adams, Pittsfield, and Williamstown. So there's a lot of work behind the scenes to put this together, but there's more than 200 events over the course of those 10 days, May 16th to 26th. Berkshires.org is the website to go to for all of the information. Berkshires.org. Again, you can put in your location, you can put in your date that you're interested in doing something, all kinds of cool things. There's open studios, gallery talks, theater, performances, workshops, hands-on experiences, family-friendly activities, something truly for everyone at Art Week Berkshires for sure. Let's talk about some other things going on during that
festival. I've got a few examples of some of the Art Week events happening this year. Berkshire Pulse has a spring celebration. That's a dance company. They're presenting some work at the Daniel Arts Center down in Great Barrington. There's a show called 70 Years of Making Art, a retrospective, which sounds really interesting. You can experience demos in charcoal and bronze at Rusted Revelations in Stockbridge. We've also got Gallery 13 and a Half. It's a brand new studio in Adams. There'll be local artists who have their work on display. It's a really unique setting. It's a 112-year-old mill. You can go and meet the potter at Hoffman Pottery. You can meet Elaine and see everything that she is doing. Her studio is in Stockbridge. It's super fun, very beautiful, colorful, whimsical place to see ceramics. And let's see, what else do we got here? Richard Haskins has his studio opening for people to come in and see his paintings. He is located in North Adams. Lewis Wallach, Fine Wood Turning in Stockbridge. That's an event where you can peek into the process of turning wood into fine vessels, bowls, and boxes. And the list just goes on. I mean, there's really something for everyone and every interest.
It does go on and on. And for the first year, there is a cool event out at Balderdash Cellars going on, and it's 3 days, Friday the 16th, Saturday the 17th, and Sunday the 18th, and 10 to 4 on Friday, 10 to 12 on Saturday, 10 to 12 on Sunday. And it's an opportunity for artists to join together, show up, and you can paint live there, plein air painting, or it's also a sale. There is will be artwork for sale at Balderdash. So I don't paint, but I like to go and watch the painters, especially at that beautiful setting. I'm imagining it's going to be a gorgeous day, gorgeous weekend. So you are sitting outside painting, and it's cool to just be walking around and watching that. But then there will be artwork available for sale as well at Balderdash. And you know, Balderdash always has a great vibe with the food truck there, and of course wine or non-alcoholic beverages, whichever you prefer. So that is a cool new event, plein air paint out and wet paint sale, May 18th. It's the 3 days, May 16th, 17th, and 18th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So check that out. All the details again are on Art Week Berkshires. Berkshires.org. Berkshires.org. And it's right on the homepage. You can see all of the cool events on Berkshires.org. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on 89.7 FM WTBR. We are talking about all things Art Week Berkshires with Elizabeth Nelson from One Berkshire. Bev is operating the board, of course, per...
May I interrupt?
Yes, of course you may.
You also are on WSBR. 88.1 in Lee.
Thank you very much for saying that. I always forget that, and it's not good. They have the sign over there that says that new one, so I have to put it over here too because I forget that. So yes, we're all over the county now.
Yes.
Party, right? It's good stuff. Beckett Art Center is also hosting some stuff. I know Sean McCusker, who's involved in the Beckett Art Center, is excited about that collaboration and that event that they're doing up at the Beckett Art Center. New England Mosaic Society Collaborative Exhibit. Wow, that's cool. I didn't know there was a New England Mosaic Society. But I love mosaics. We... have many of them in Pittsfield, and I'm sure the artists that put up the art in Pittsfield probably are members of the New England Mosaic Society. Collaborative exhibit, it's Friday the 16th, and it goes all through Art Week with different hours every day at the Beckett Art Center, which is a great venue, and they are rocking it. Have you ever been there?
No.
It's kind of in your neck of the woods, isn't it?
Is it really?
Beckett. Where's Beckett compared?
Beckett is a little bit farther away from me than Pittsfield.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I don't know my geography as well as I should. But there are several events over the course of those 10 days and also throughout the county. Karen Allen Fiber Arts in Great Barrington is involved. Wander Berkshires, as we said, in Pittsfield is involved. Wander is this new space in Pittsfield, and it's just really cool. It's welcoming. But it's also got this vibe, good energy of you can sit and have a cup of coffee by yourself, or you can have 3 to 5 people around a table and just be chatting away.
Yeah, it's a great place to meet for all kinds of things, whether you're working together, you have a meeting, or yeah, you just want to chill, you're in between things.
And Hexagon Bagels has started to sell their bagels there once a week.
Oh, that's exciting. They have really good food there.
Yeah. They do. They have, it's just awesome. And I like coffee in the morning, but after a certain hour, I don't do coffee. So they have these pots of tea. Mm. You fill the teapot with hot water and you put your tea bag. I know this is like the simplest concept, but I don't do this at home. I just put my thing in the microwave and so when you're out and you have that whole pot in your nice little mug, it's just lovely.
It's a beautiful ritual. Have you had their butterfly tea?
Yes, that's the ice one.
It is. Yes. It is, but it's so fun. It's such a gorgeous color.
It's right. I had it once, and it was because of something they posted on social media. I was like, I don't know what this is, but I've got to try it, and it was delicious.
It was. It is delicious. It's like lemonade to me.
Yeah.
I thought it was. Mm. It was so yummy and just gorgeous.
Yeah, I agree. So Wander Berkshire's in Pittsfield. It's at 34 Depot Street behind Tito's. Just a great space, and they are hosting a lot of artwork. Art Week Berkshire's events, including the one Elizabeth is involved with. But we also know a performance artist who is performing there as well and doing a workshop of sorts for burlesque dancing. So it's just very cool and very such an eclectic space at Wander Berkshire's in Pittsfield at 34 Depot Street in Pittsfield. But as we said, there are events all over the county. 200 events, more than 200 events over the course of these 11 days.
Wow.
May 16th to 26th. And Memorial Day weekend is that last weekend. We have decided as a committee a couple years ago to shift it from the fall to the spring. And so now every year it will be ending on Memorial Day weekend, which just is good for brand consistency. So if someone says, when is Art Week Berkshire's next year? We have the date right in mind. When is it the next year? It always will end on Memorial Day that Monday. So May 16th to the 26th this year, with events countywide. There's some at Greylock Works in North Adams. Clock Tower Artists in Pittsfield is hosting an event.
Can I give another plug for my event? I just pulled up the names of all of the writers who are presenting, and I'd love to give them a shout out. So, so just again, on Wednesday, May 21st, 7 p.m. at Wander Berkshire's, the event that I'm hosting, it's called Defy Words in Bloom, will be happening. There's five writers, myself included, who will be presenting work. That's Deirdre McKenna, Maya Nuri Head, Nicole DuPont, Elisha Bacon, and myself, Elizabeth Nelson. We're all going to read something that we've been working on. There'll be some poetry. There's some creative nonfiction, some essay work. And I think it's going to be a great group. It's a really lovely group of writers and some really beautiful words. So we're hoping people come out and listen. And again, there's going to be some visual art on display that you'll be able to see at the same time. And that work, you can see the entirety of Art Week. So even though the reading it's just 7 p.m. on the 21st. You can pop in to Wander at any point during the 16th through the 26th and see some of the creative visual work.
Very cool. Yes. And again, that's at Wander, part of Art Week Berkshire's. This is the fifth annual countywide event offering hundreds of events throughout those 10 days, May 16th to the 26th. It's just kind of mind-blowing as it's all coming together, isn't it? Because we've been meeting as a committee for a year. Basically, the one ends and then we meet again.
No, it's true. It never stops.
And then we meet again and say, what are we going to do? But Elizabeth and the crew at One Berkshire have been amazing because they, behind the scenes, are the ones that submit, that get the submissions for the events, make sure they're all right. If one word is off, they fix that word. They plug it in. It's just been a lot of behind the scenes.
Yeah, we also use all of our marketing and advertising channels to help spread the word about Art Week Berkshire's. I mean, that's what we do. We do destination marketing as well as economic development, but it's we're very happy to be the marketing partner for Art Week Berkshire's. It's a lot of fun. It's a wonderful event, and we love supporting and promoting it.
Yay. So we can also talk about One Berkshire. There are people out there that don't understand the difference. I always think there should be a trivia game between with the differences of all the entities in the county, because we all work together so often that some people think that we're all one thing. And while that's awesome and fine for the outside to know, it's good to know that what separately what people do. So what is One Berkshire?
Yeah. So One Berkshire is the we're the official regional tourism council for all of Berkshire County. We're also the destination marketing and economic development organization of the Berkshires. So we represent the entire county. Our economic development team really focuses on helping local businesses, entrepreneurs, everything from people who just have an idea to institutions that have been very well established. So there's a lot of programming, much of which is actually free and completely available to anybody at any level or stage in their business ownership journey. So a lot of resources there. You can learn more about us at oneberkshire.com. And then on the destination marketing side of things, which is where I spend most of my time, we're promoting the region as a wonderful place to visit and to live. And most people don't realize just how much marketing that we do because we are grant funded. We're not for profit, like a lot of businesses in Berkshire County. And we have a grant that is given to us by the state, the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. And it stipulates we have to market 50 miles outside of Berkshire County. So that's where we focus our efforts. And, you know, our demographics that we're looking for are young professionals and families in that, you know, like early career kind of age bracket all the way up to a legacy visitor, trying to get people to come to the Berkshires for the first time as well as return again and again. And we focus a lot on New York City, Boston, all of New England, the drive market. So people who might come for a day, but also people who we hope will come to stay for, you know, a long weekend. And yeah, it's great.
It is so great. And many people say exactly what you just said. I don't see anything. I don't see any of your advertising. Well, it's because you're not marketing to us here in the Berkshires.
If you're in county, you're not as likely to see as much of it because you're already here.
You're already here. Yeah. Exactly. You're trying to get people there. But if you're in New York City, I've seen stuff in the train station or in other places in New York City. And it's really cool to be like, that's where I live. And you're trying to get people to come here.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, Art Week is just one of those things that we use to help people understand like what's available once you're here. I mean, we find that outdoor recreation as well as arts and culture are the two primary draws for visitors. But we have so much more than that. I mean, there's the wellness experiences that you can have, and we have great food here. You know, there's just so much to do.
There is so much to do, and we're headed into the cultural season. Art Week Berkshires is a perfect thing to kick off the cultural season. May 16th through the 26th, 2025, various destinations around the county. Events are located throughout the county's five cultural districts and beyond. The cultural districts are Pittsfield, Great Barrington, Lenox, North Adams, and Williamstown. And then outside of there, there are events in Adams, Beckett, Cheshire, Lee, Otis, Richmond, Stockbridge, Tieringham, and West Stockbridge. So there really is an event close to where you are. And for the visitors, this is just going to be great because whenever you're visiting, you look up what you want to see, what day you're going to be here, and you go check it out. Berkshires.org is the website for Art Week Berkshires. Berkshires.org. Again, you can search by event. You can search by location. You can search by date. There really is something for everyone and a way to search what you want to see. We've got about five more minutes, I think, because we restarted the show, so my timer's a little bit off. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on 89.7 FM WTBR and
WSBR 88.1 from Lee.
Woohoo! Thank you, Bev, who's operating the board and has that note on the other side of the board. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We have Elizabeth Nelson on the show from One Berkshire to talk about Art Week Berkshires, and we are so happy to still be hosting the Pittsfield High School Showcase, AP Showcase show at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts. That is up through May. And then we have Jay Tobin's show coming in June. And we just had a meeting this week to talk about the June First Fridays at 5, which is June 6th from 5 to 8. We had a good First Fridays at 5 on May, and now we're on to June. We're going to have live music, DJ, Mountain One is the sponsor, live art, beer gardens, makers market. It's just, it's a fun outdoor festival, and it's the one thing that is the biggest weather dependent, and May was good to us, so we're taking that as a sign for the season that the rest of the season is going to go well. So the next First Fridays at 5 is June 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. We're solidifying all of that and getting the word out soon with all of those details. But we have a few more minutes to talk about Art Week Berkshires. Art Week Berkshires is May 16th through the 26th, 2025. Locations around the county, including Balderdash Cellars. There are art studios throughout the county in Lenox with open studios and in Great Barrington and other locations. And Elizabeth Nelson is here from One Berkshire, who does the marketing and more for Art Week Berkshires, but she is also an artist in the event. So you have two things you can speak to, which is wonderful.
Yeah, I do. And I can just share that one more time. So Defy Words in Bloom, that will be Wednesday, May 21st, 7 p.m. at Wander. Come and hear some new work by five local writers, including myself, and see some really cool visual artwork, including some paper flower sculptures.
Yes. That are paper.
Don't touch.
They are paper.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
Well,
try not to touch them.
Try, just because with all of the, it's like any art, all those fingers eventually start grease to leave their marks.
Well,
you know,
because you have greasy fingers. But it's so hard because they look real and you're like, these are real. Even though Elizabeth is saying out loud to you, they're not real. They are paper. In your head, you're like, but really, they are
and
real.
And the best thing is they never wilt. They last forever, which I love real flowers, but they, you know, they expire pretty quickly. So yeah. These never do.
And will some of your art be for sale during the course of these?
Potentially, yes, potentially. I think anybody who's interested, I'll have a conversation with them. It's really hard coming up with, at least for myself, I'm like, I should just give this away is sort of how I feel. And people say, no, you should sell it. And I'm like, I don't know what to sell it for.
It's very hard for artists to price their work. And I will say from experience, most of you underprice all of your work because you don't. It's just hard.
It is. Yes, it's a challenge.
To find the value of your time and labor. And anyway, that's exciting. So you can check out the artwork at Wander throughout Art Week, May 16th through the 26th. But your specific event is Wednesday.
The 21st.
21st.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. And also, I just wanted to add, you know, Berkshires.org, that's where you go to get all of the information about all of Art Week. And while, you know, it is a visitor-facing website, it's also for locals. You know, we encourage residents. This is a resource for you, too. If you're looking for something to do with the family, the kids, you have people in town, or you just have found yourself with a free afternoon and you're just wondering, you know, what's up, Berkshires.org is a fantastic place to go and see what you might like to do with your day.
Mm-hmm. I agree. We use it to look at what events are happening. And you also have those old school guides. I have one of those in my desk drawer at home because they're just a resource for...
People love those guides.
Yeah. It's like the new phone book, kind of.
You know, I found out we ship those worldwide. I mean, the concentration's here in the United States, but I think we've sent them to over 31 different countries.
Oh.
In every state in the United States, we've had requests for a guide, the official guide to the Berkshires, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah.
People are really interested in our region, and they want to come and visit.
Yeah, and you're marketing way outside the Berkshires, which is very cool for sure. Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. This has been the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. Again, we're happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and also broadcast in the Lee region and beyond. My name is Jen Glockner, Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield, Elizabeth Nelson from One Berkshire, and Bev Prentice operating the board. Art Week Berkshires, berkshires.org. Art Week Berkshires, May 16th through the 26th, berkshires.org. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a great week, everybody.